My guests, Sean Altman and Rob Tannenbaum, are the founders of the satirical band What I Like About You. In the Boston Globe, their songs were described as racy and funny and smart and affectionate, written for a generation of fully assimilated Jews who grew up on punk rock and South Park. Tannenbaum is the music editor of Blender magazine. Altman is a performer with Kol Zimra and Voices for Israel. Their new CD, Unorthodox, features a song about Passover. It's called They Tried to Kill Us, We Survived, Let's Eat.
We were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt. The year was 1492. Hitler had just invaded Poland. Madonna had just become a Jew. Moses was found on the Potomac. Then he marched with Martin Luther King. He came back to free us from our bondage, 'cause S&M has never been our thing. They tried to kill us, we survived, let's eat. They tried to kill us, we were faster on our feet. So they chase us to the border, there's a parting of the water. Tried to kill us, we survived, let's eat.
Let's eat!
Then the Pharaoh, who looked like Yul Brynner, heard the Jews were trying to escape. Charlton Heston came right down from the mountain. He said, Pharaoh, you're a damn dirty ape. The menorah was almost out of oil. Farrakhan was planning Kristallnacht. The gefilte fish was nearing extinction. It looked like Moses and his flock were fucked. They tried to kill us, we survived, let's eat.
Let's eat.
They tried to kill us, we were faster on our feet. And we knew how to resist, 'cause we'd rented Schindler's List. Tried to kill us, we survived, let's eat.
Let's eat.
The 10 Egyptian plagues.
That's the band What I Like About You from their new CD, Unorthodox. Sean Altman, Rob Tannenbaum, welcome to Fresh Air. Now, your Passover song is called They Tried to Kill Us, We Survived, Let's Eat. Does the title of this song sum up what a Seder used to be like when you were growing up?
In fact, it sums up pretty much every Jewish holiday, Terry. But we were comforted by the fact that every Jewish holiday can be summarized with the phrase, They tried to kill us, we survived, let's eat.
And you know, Sean and I both grew up in very Reform households. In my family, Passover Seder was pretty much a sprint to the finish. It was how quickly can we get through the four questions? What if we read only two of the four questions? What if we went from the back of the prayer book, because, you know, Jews read from back to front. What if we went from one end of the Seder book to the other in about 6 minutes? And it never seemed really to make God angry. So year after year, we just made the Seder shorter and shorter. It was speed reading.
Also, you know, the Seder is the first time that most Jewish children get to drink alcohol. And so some of my fondest memories are chugging that deliriously sweet kosher wine called Manischewitz.
I always thought that Manischewitz wine was adults' attempt to convince children that there was no pleasure to be had in wine.
Manischewitz is Ripple for Jews. Basically, we drink like bums at Passover. It does seem to be part of a specific Jewish tradition of not experiencing or not associating any real joy with your religion.
You know, I'm thinking holidays like Hanukkah and Christmas have so much song. They're like song holidays. I can't think of any songs that I know about Passover except for yours.
Well, there is an old Hebrew song that the Jews sing at Passover. But, I mean, let's face it, it's in Hebrew. How far is that going to go?
Yeah, it's a song about one little goat. I mean, you can't compare Irving Berlin, Jew, by the way. You can't compare songs like White Christmas or Easter Parade with a song about a little goat.
So do you have Passover gigs coming up? Are there such things as Passover gigs?
We have a whole slew of Passover gigs. In fact, Rob and I are about to embark on our first tour of the West Coast.
We're referring to this as our Exodus tour because it's a chance for us to get the hell out of New York.
So, are you going to eat matzah on Passover?
If you'll remind us when Passover is, yeah, yes.
You know,
then
Matzah with a nice big shrimp on top of it tastes really delicious.
Matzah is it's another one of those unfortunate lessons for Jews, like the bar mitzvah. You know, how are we going to celebrate the holiday? We're going to eat flat, dry crackers. I remember when I was a kid at Passover, my mother would pack me a lunch of matzah and cream cheese. You know, that sounds pretty good, but my mom didn't like to get up in the morning, so she would pack it the night before and stick it in the refrigerator. And basically, by noon the next day, it would be sort of like glue between a couple of thin twigs. And you know, I would go to school, and everybody else would be taking out their ham and cheese sandwiches on French baguettes. And I would be eating, you know, a paste sandwich and think, God, life is so much better when you're a Christian.
It's, you know, a Jew's relationship with Jewish food is interesting, because I actually enjoy all of the so-called grotesque Jewish foods. Most of them start with the word K, like kishka, kasha, kugel, knedel.
Kreplach.
Most of them are derived from Eastern European foods, where typically, you know, Jews couldn't afford to eat the good stuff. So this was the stuff that, like, the wealthier people threw away. You know, the intestines, the feet, the you know, weird internal organ things that nobody else wanted to eat, which Jews have made into delicacies.
Gefilte fish is just like the slime that sunk to the bottom of the ocean that nobody with any kind of money wanted to eat, but somehow was turned into a delicacy in the Jewish ghettos.
I want to thank you both for talking with us. Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Terry.
Thank you, Terry.
Rob Tannenbaum and Sean Altman are the founders of the satirical band What I Like About Jew. Their new CD is called Unorthodox. You can find out more about the band on our website, freshair.npr.org.